What is up, guys? Episode 3 of the Theory Hammer podcast coming at you. As always, I am Jared.
I'm Dalton.
And I think we should just jump straight into this because we got a lot to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about.
All right, so I'll go ahead and let you go first. And I believe it is the Las Vegas Open that happened. What was that? 2 weeks ago, I think?
I think so, something like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through the Las Vegas Open. And right off the bat, Adeptus Mechanicus getting a bunch of new units.
Yeah, I saw that they have some kind of like glider or something now.
They have glider and cavalry.
Oh, yeah, they have like the dual pistols.
Yeah, right here. They have cavalry units. They're like mechanical horses.
Yeah, I believe I saw some people already planning some Gene Stealer cult conversions for that.
Okay, heretic, calm the fuck down.
There is the Bladed Coil, which is a Mechanicus Gene Stealer cult. They use like, you know, bionic adaptions or whatever they call it. Hey, we'll go into that.
Emperor
later.
Will cry when he gets off his throne.
Yeah, if he gets off his
throne. Oh, let's see. So, yeah. Gene Stealer. God damn you. First of all, god damn you. Adeptus Mechanicus, my bad. So, they're getting new deployment of forces to go with the Skitarian Tech Priest.
Which, I mean, I think they needed. I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked into much into Admech, but I know going to, like, hobby stores and stuff, you see, like, the same four boxes.
Yeah, it's Skitarii, the, like, combat suits,
and then that,
robots.
Like, dune crawler thing that I want.
So, it looks like they're going to be getting a new one called Cerberus? Sulphurous Hounds. Yeah. Cerberus, Sulphurous Hounds. And the Cerberal Raiders, which are the cavalry units.
The cavalry guys. I mean, those models look really cool. They look like they'd be fun to paint.
I mean, I may have to finally go and build an Admech army now.
Well, you were wanting to... Wasn't that your first kill team you were wanting to do was Admech?
Yes, but now with these new models, it's even more tempting.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see if you can use those in kill team.
I don't see why you will.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know how rules work.
Oh, yeah. And then they're also getting flyer called a Taraxi.
That looks like if Admech wanted a living Saint Celeste. That's what that is.
I wasn't going to say that.
I mean, but doesn't it, though? Like, Look at it, though.
Yes. And...
I mean, I'd probably get one, too.
Let's see. The new rules for these will be available in the Engine War... The latest and ceiling installment of the Psychic Awakening series.
Oh, wow. That would mean that... Let's see. What are they at? 5 now on...
Oh. It's going to be... Looks like it's going to be a book that deals with... Imperial Knights, Chaos Knights, Adeptus Mechanicus, and Demons of Chaos. Battling against the revelations hidden amongst subcults. Twisted schemes and even more surprises. I mean, it's gonna be a bunch of demon ninjas stomping around the battlefield.
You know, right?
You know as well as I. It's gonna be a bunch of demons stomping around the battlefield.
Oh, so I already see this next thing coming up here on this article. No, that's the one down from that. Guess what's happening?
What?
My boy. Well, my original boy. My.
No.
My Gazgul Thraka.
Oh.
Gazgul Thraka be getting a new model, boy. You know, punch all the people real hard, whatever Gazgul Thraka says.
Makari, the orc, is coming back. Apparently he didn't get set on. But the orcs, can you ever be sure?
I think he's tied to him somehow, I think.
He is.
At least I'm pretty sure Gazgul Thraka is getting a new model. I'm not 100%, but I think...
Well, here's the video.
Yeah. Let's see. Because see, that doesn't look like the Gazgul that I remember. But I don't know, I haven't actually seen the model in person, so I'm not sure. But I don't remember the hands looking... I remember them being closed. Yeah, see, there's the little Grot or whatever
Gretchen.
He is. Yeah, I don't know. I get
Gretchen is the true hero.
I've got goblins in AOS, I've got Noblars in AOS, and then I've got Grots or whatever they are, Gretchen in Warhammer 40k. They're all the same.
They're all
thing
the
to me.
Same.
Yeah.
They may want to call them different things. They're all the same. They're all food at the end of the day.
I mean, right? For every faction involved.
Well, that's going to take us out of Warhammer for the time being. We'll return to 40k. Hopefully not too long. And we're going on to the Age of Sigmar.
Yeah, this was the big release I was talking about. I think it was the last episode where I was saying that in OVO there was going to be like one huge release.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
I'm pretty sure this was it. And I called it. It's the High Elves.
Yep. Looks like the...
I'm not sure what their like
from the
names
Realm
are.
Of Hesh. A Silver Host.
Yeah. It's High Elves.
A Phalanx of Light. Oh, God. Hero Reborn.
Yeah,
okay.
See,
let's drop them in 40k and see how long they last.
I don't know.
A
the
God
Resurgent. That guy's model, the guy with the like Sphinx or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't think I like his model as much, but
I like the Sphinx.
The other guy that they released with him, and I'm sorry, I don't know their names, but frankly, I don't care enough.
We're not elves.
Yeah.
We're not elf players.
Yeah. I'm barely even an AOS player.
So
those are some new models for
the
High
Elves. They're getting classics back. They are going to be getting with better detail.
I think over at one of our local game stores.
Remember that rumor mill?
Yeah, it might.
It's
be,
what,
yeah,
it's their. No, look at their headdresses.
Uh huh.
It's what it is.
Yeah. So I was right. It was something that went on top of a helmet. Well, you said that too. You said a helmet or like a staff and. Although they're not, like, fin things, which is what I thought they originally were.
Yeah, they're elves. Okay.
Yeah. But that's cool that you spotted that, because I sure didn't. Hey, that's cool. Phone, thanks.
Let's see. They're getting new cavalry models. The Dvarni Dawn Riders are filled with grace and movement, making them instant eye-catching on the battlefield.
Elves use a lot of spears, huh?
I mean...
I guess a lot of fantasy armies...
Sit back
armies.
And poke it from a distance with a spear is a very... Very good tactic.
Yeah, I guess a lot of fantasy armies actually use a lot of spears, the more that I think about it, looking at all the old fantasy models.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this model here, this guy.
The only name you might recognize amongst the Delight of Aetherian?
Sure, that sounds
Aetherian.
About right to me.
He's the most legendary heroes of this ancient race, returned with a truly stunning new miniature to look close to the armor is hollow. Oh, it is hollow.
Oh.
Quite literally. It isn't... Hollow isn't holy, it is hollow as it is an empty.
So I wonder if it's some kind of same thing with the, well, obviously not the same thing, but with the Rubric Marines, because, you know, they're all, like, just dust inside of power armor now.
Fair.
So I wonder if it's something like that.
Maybe.
You know, elven shenanigans.
You got Tixilis? Tixilis? Tixilis.
Sure.
I'm assuming. I'm getting that wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we don't do elves.
Yeah. And a sphinx of some kind.
That's the...
It is a...
Does it say?
Does it say?
I'm disappointed. See it so far.
Oh, right here. It's a Selenar Spirit of Hesh.
That's cool. Although, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like that model. I think the... His positioning, like, way up on top of it is just kind
of... On the wing, of all things.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure that's where he's, like, connected, is there, on the wing.
I'm assuming he's jumping down.
Well, yeah, but it's just, that's such a weird pose to choose for a model, like, to be monoposed in.
You might be able to change it.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, or...
I still like this.
Yeah.
I like the hollowed armor.
Yeah.
That model does look cool.
Yeah, that guy looks really awesome. I like the headdress. It reminds me of the dude from Magic the Gathering, the dragon. Nicol Bolas, is that it?
Nicol Bolas, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of his head.
Uh-oh. Yep. Nikos has infiltrated Warhammer 40k.
Right?
Okay, let's see.
Got a new battle tome, looks like.
Battle tome of the Seraphon?
Yeah, it's the Lizardmen. That's just what they're called in AOS.
Yep.
You know what they got, though?
Giant sparking temple portal?
Yeah. You want to know what else they got? Nothing. That's it. They got the new battle tome and that.
That's sadly.
So, you know, all of the, you know, Lizardmen players who have been waiting on all their cool stuff.
Not going to happen for another year.
Well, who knows? But that is all they got, though.
That
just
does look
battle tome.
That is a neat
Well, yeah, the terrain piece is cool, but
I heard it's not that good.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into it. I'm not really a big Lizardmen guy. We'll cover that in a minute. That's a whole separate thing. Blackstone Fortress. I don't know if I want to look into this or not. It seems kind of intriguing, but I haven't really watched anyone like play it, just talk about it, both in the lore of the Warhammer universe and then also the people playing the game.
We'll have to do some more research.
I think it plays a lot like Underworlds, I think. I mean, it's different, like the board is different, but I think the idea is it's pretty similar, I think.
We'll have to research that more. And we will get back with you when we find out more about it.
A couple of our local game stores also have a lot of models for Blackstone Fortress.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, here's your... I'm going to go ahead and let you just take all of this.
You'll make a comment. I know you will.
I mean, I'll make a comment on how friggin' stupid that looks.
It looks stupid, okay? But I'm just interested to see what they do with it.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. You
okay,
go.
So the Zotes are back. Well, when Zotes back.
It's just, it looks so not cool. It looks so not cool.
It looks like an alien race, though. You have to admit, it does nail the alien, like, intelligent alien race.
Obviously, that is not human, but, like, I mean, look at that. Like, you tell me that that is one of the coolest things you've seen today.
No, oh no, not the coolest, but I'm going to say I'm intrigued by the Zote.
Yeah, I mean, all right, you...
They served as heralds for the High Fleet, meaning they would communicate with humanity. Yeah, I heard that and I was amazed.
Yeah, I mean, from what I know of humanity, they don't seem to like things that aren't human. except for, you know, Eldar,
looks like,
GFs, or whatever.
Looks like they're literally bringing it back for a healthy dose of nostalgia.
Yeah, for not us.
I mean, oh, it's for Blackstone Fortress.
Well, yeah, it's not nostalgic.
Yeah, it's a
Blackstone
Fortress.
I don't know. Like, it's just... Now, that on the other hand...
So, we're going on to Forge World, because there's not really a whole lot to talk about Zotes right now. They've just literally got about two paragraphs, and it's just saying, yeah, we're going to get new Zotes to Blackstone Fortress.
I believe that is a Leviathan Dreadnought? I'm not sure on Dreadnoughts that aren't, you know, just Dreadnought or Redemptor Dreadnought.
It doesn't say. It is cross... It is a Emperor's Scythe. Cross-Scythe icon right there.
Yeah.
Which, you don't hear a whole lot about them.
I mean, you don't hear a whole lot about the not, you know, first founding chapters, really, in general.
Rarely hear a few, yeah. First founding is usually the chapters.
They've had some Flesh Terrors involved in some stuff, I think, recently. But, I mean, that was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mostly it's, well, obviously,
which,
Ultramarines, you know, whatever.
I'm not necessarily the biggest Marine player, but I'm looking at this going, yes.
Yeah, I bet that's probably going to cost you, like, $100+.
Dropping a bucket compared to $4,000 I might have to spend for my Krieg army.
Well, see, but that's the thing, is you keep talking about this $4,000 like you're just going to drop and spend it.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to slowly save it up and just whittle away at it.
Because... That is definitely what you should not do, is just buy it all, the whole army, in one sitting.
No.
Because then you will hate them. That is what has happened with my... That's why I don't like playing Marines, is because I just kept buying them and not doing anything with them. So by the time it got around to actually, like, painting them, I just have, you know, 60 of them now. Trust me, it's just, it's not the play.
I'm not going to get them all at once, because I refuse to drop $4,000 in one shot on something... Like plastic models.
Yeah, well, they'd be resin, probably. Knowing Forge World, they're probably resin.
Fair. Looks like a couple of new indexes are coming out.
For,
Yeah, new rule books. Updated rules for these units and armies.
Yeah, I wonder. I guess that would be 40K and not...
Yep.
Horus Heresy.
Yeah, it's 40K.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's some kind of mystery something, it looks like.
And then we got a mystery something here.
Yeah, we got, like, two rumor engines in one episode. Look at that. Bang for your buck and all that.
Yeah, but this one isn't really a rumor engine. This one's just literally a question mark black tarp
it's just
a
like,
box.
Hey, go ahead and make a guess based on nothing.
I mean, another brilliant scheme to take our money?
I mean, probably, yeah.
And we will, like the suckers we are, fall for it?
I mean, Probably, yeah.
All right, now we're going to move on to Horse Heresy.
Yeah.
Don't really talk about a whole lot about Horse Heresy in these
episodes. It's more expensive than 40K is to play. Because it's all, well, mostly Forge World stuff. That's where you buy all the stuff for.
Yeah.
They have a couple things in plastic.
Looks like they just had the release of Age of Darkness.
I think that's a Book White Scar, too. They released some kind of White Scar model. And I don't know, it looks pretty dope. I like the base that he's on.
I like his helmet.
And I don't know if, like, if he's some kind of... I'm assuming he's, like, some kind of command model based on how much detail they put into everything that's not just the model.
Wins are from the White Scars.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't ring a bell to me, but I haven't really looked into White Scars all that much.
Hmm. And now we're on to the Angels of Death.
Yeah. Some kind of cinematic thing, is it not? I think so.
Yes, here's the trailer.
Let's see here. I mean, I always like the animation style that G, or, you know, whatever, GW does for all their stuff. I'm assuming this is probably going to be a Blood Angels something. Probably.
Maybe a Dark Angels.
Yeah, could be. Nice, with all the red.
Oh, it's probably Blood Angels. Blood Angels are a poster child. Because Sanguinius was the goodest of boys.
Well, I mean, he was, though. I mean, really.
he was the leader of the Empire.
He was probably one of, like, the most powerful Primarchs, I would say. Yeah, I really can't tell what chapter that's supposed to be yet.
Give me a look at your Paladron, please.
Well, yeah, that would really give it away. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to assume...
I'm going to assume either Blood Angels or Dark Angels.
Yeah, probably.
Just for the simple fact that that last comment is like, I am death, I am...
Yeah.
All that. It sounds like something they would say.
Let's see here. What have we got after that? That's just more stuff talking about.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, that's the end of the LVL. Alrighty, cool.
Let's see here. We have some pictures.
Yeah, it looks like some stuff from the trailer. Yeah, but let's see if we can tell what...
That's what I'm checking.
Yeah, see if we can tell what he is.
I'm going to agree with you on Blood Angel. Right there's a drop of blood on his front. Blood Angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would almost have
Unless
to be.
Unless he's... Or... Raven?
I guess... Well, there would be
Blood Ravens?
There would be Raven wings around the drop of blood if it was. That's their iconography. You looking it up?
Yes.
Let's see here.
It might be. Nope.
Yeah, I was about to say, see?
Blood Angels.
I remember from Dawn of War, that was their iconography, was a raven around the drop of blood.
So, I wonder how many are the Black Rage.
I don't think they're... Well, they are. They are a successor chapter of the Blood... What else would they be?
No, Blood Angels. I wonder how many of them are going to enter the Black Rage in the show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because at this point, no one is safe.
Yeah, that's when they become fun. Alrighty. Well, while we are transitioning to the next topic, we are going to take a little break. Alrighty, so got the next thing pulled up here. It's the Nuremberg releases. I'm guessing it was some kind of con. I don't know. I didn't dig that deep into it.
I think it was a toy fair of sorts.
That would make sense. Germany and toys. That's a pretty big industry over there.
I think it's a toy fair.
So let's see. First thing on the docket here for releases is they came out with some new Aeronautica, another game we haven't talked about yet.
I've heard of it. I've looked at some of it in the core rulebook of 40K. Uh-huh. It's there, but it's a lot of rules.
Yeah, I remember when Aeronautica first came out, and I thought about looking into it, because that was back when I wanted to do like a whole lot of aerial units in 40K. But then, looking into it more, I was like, oh, you have to buy like different models, so I'm just not. And then I just didn't.
Yeah.
But let's see. The new... looks like they added a couple new factions. That is... I mean, those are, it's Imperial Guard for one side, because those look like Valkyries, that's what they're called. Those look like Valkyries.
And the other side's, I want to say Tau.
Yeah, I think it is Tau. Let me look back up here. Yeah, that's definitely a Tau ship. Yeah, and they get a new... It comes out with a new campaign book to go with the new models and stuff.
Taros of War?
Yeah. Let's see here. You'll learn all about the history of the conflict with a detailed breakdown of the aircraft. So, yep, that's Tau. Alongside rules to recreate key battles, including dangerous new missions to take your planes to low altitudes. Yeah, I don't know. I might look into it.
I mean, I'm intrigued.
I mean, I'm sure eventually, between the two of us, we're going to have every single GW game.
I mean, yeah.
Let's see here. Next, which is probably what I'm most excited for out of this whole release, is it's a Necromunda, but it is new models for Goliath Gangers, which are the big guys that came in the starter box that I got. But I mean, like, look at these guys. These are some beefy boys.
They look like Ogryns. It's stupid.
I've seen a lot of conversions for Gene Stealer Cult Gangs using Goliath models as, like, the Aberrants or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you can take those. But my favorite model has got to be Mr. Or Mrs.
I've got a circular saw.
I can't... That's a girl. Yeah, that's a girl.
Are you... Dude, it's a 40, like, first, second millennium. Are you...
Assuming are you gender?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Fight me on this.
I might not. I'm sure other people will.
When that Goliath Ganger comes up and asks me what its pronouns are, then I'll refer to it as such. and you also get a new... They have a new book coming out with it called House of Chains.
Sweet.
It'll have, like, the rules and stuff, and I think they also have, like, gang-specific missions and stuff, like, themed or whatever.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. Next thing is Adeptus Titanicus, which is a offshoot of Horus Heresy, I guess. I didn't know that. I just knew it was Titan Battles. And I like Titans. I don't think I'm interested enough in Titans to play a game of Titans.
Well, what it is it's a bunch of Titans, but what you mainly use is you have maybe one or two Reavers, and then you use the Warhounds and the Knights.
Yeah.
But the reason it's Horus Heresy is because back in the day when Horus Heresy was, the Titan Legions were massive.
I mean,
compared to now.
I didn't know that, but yeah. I don't even know what the houses are now.
I know one of them is Legio... One of the traitors is Legio Volcano, which I think got wiped out on Vrax.
Let's see. Looks like... I'm guessing this is the new Titan they're releasing. The Warbringer Nemesis Titan.
Yep.
Is completely new class that punches way above its weight, armed with truly massive back-mounted Quake cannons. That sounds... awesome.
I mean,
and I like the big gun. And then it has looks like some las cannon,
volcano cannon, and I want to say it has a las cannon battery.
Yeah. I mean, I like las cannons. Looks like you're gonna get new terrain too with all this new Adeptus Mechanicus, or not an Adeptus Mechanicus, but a Titanicus stuff.
And the Warbringer can also you can swap out your on your secondary weapon on your arms. You can swap out for Reaver. Class weapon.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That way you can have a little bit of variety instead of just a bunch of, like, four Warbringers on the table from four different players all wielding the same thing.
And you get a new supplement, too, called Shadow and Iron. A new supplement for Adeptus Titanicus.
Which will probably have rules for the Warbringer.
I would imagine.
Because there's a Warbringer on the book.
Let's see here. That looks like it is it for the Nuremberg reveals. So, next up here...
I have the...
You got the next one,
Warband focus.
Oh yeah,
Man Trappers.
So this is the Warband that, you know, I'm excited about because it's my boy.
I mean, big ass Sabercat.
I remember you making fun of that Sabercat.
I did. Yeah. I still will make fun of that Sabercat. That Sabercat does not look well. It's like its sabers are on the bottom of its jaw, not the top jaw.
I mean, not everyone can be perfect. All right, but. They released for pre-order. They're up right now. And I'm on the fence. I really want to buy it, but I know that, I mean, our local gaming store will have it. They released the Ogres, which is Hothgorn's Man Trappers, and then also Nurgle now has representation in
Underworld. I noticed that. There's a model here that looks... I looked at him like, that. Is that a Plague Marine?
Yep. They, finally got, Nurgle finally decided to throw his hat into the great underworld's glory hunting ring.
Let's see.
So, for Hawthorne's man trappers, you'll have Hawthorne, who is an ogre. I forget what they're called. Icebrow hunters, I think.
Yep.
And I believe the story behind the warband is that he is, well, not lost. He got, like, detached from his tribe. And so now he's just in the underworlds and stuff. You know, he's trying to get back home. And it's just his adventure.
Slowly cutting his way, you know, a bloody swath path home.
It's a homecoming story. It's really wholesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah, except for all the, you know, Nurgle and Slaanesh and Khorne.
And then he has his trusted saber cat companion, which is called Throfnir. And his stat line, let's see, uninspired is, well, 5 movement. His defense dice is actually pretty good for uninspired. 2 dodge. Of course it's dodge, but his health is 3. That's pretty normal. My problem is his defense dice don't go up when he's inspired.
There's some of them that don't.
Yeah, but I mean, with it being dodge, I mean, I guess with how hard look
how he gets inspired, though.
How is it that he gets inspired?
Well, an enemy fighter adjacent to your leader is taken out of action.
So that wouldn't be too difficult most of the time, I wouldn't think. other than, you know, with, I guess with, like, bashier armies, that their whole point is to run in and just hit things and not think. That would... I mean, it would be easy to get it off as far as you could kill somebody, but...
He also cannot be given attack action upgrades and cannot hold objectives.
That kind of makes sense with him being an animal.
But when he goes inspired, he gets elongated fangs, can reroll 1 die in the attack roll, and cannot hold objectives and get upgrades.
Well, that's good, because he has to roll swords, which I believe there's only 1 on the dice.
I believe so, yeah. One sword.
So, being able to reroll those, that's a pretty... That sounds like a good boon to me.
He gets cleave.
Yeah, and cleave is also very good. Yeah. That stops the shields for defense. After that, it's just some Noblar... little chaff units, because nobody puts any kind of faith in Noblars.
With,
let's see, them inspired, they do get 1 more dodge, but they only start with 1, and their movement goes up by 1. They also use swords to attack, so that's...
Looks like their attacks go up.
You know, they're not, very... strong, so it would make sense why they wouldn't use, like, hammer, because usually those are, like, the big guy strong units, because they're more reliably to hit something really hard. Then we got some more Noblars. I'm not really going to go through all of the Noblars, because they're Noblars. Some new cards. Let's see, the cards that they want to show off. There is more traps, which can only be used on Bushwaka, which is... Pick 1 feature token in a hex that contains or is adjacent to a friendly bushwhacka. Flip that token. Now I'm trying to think of what the feature token is. I'm not actually quite 100% sure. We just got into Warhammer Underworlds ourselves. And also, it could be a Beastgrave thing, because we haven't actually got 2 Beastgrave yet.
That's fair.
Because I got a really good deal on Night Vault, so I figured I'd just buy it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Frozen Earth, which is restricted to Hrothgorn himself. Another feature token. Pick a feature token in a hex that contains or is adjacent to your leader. Remove it from the battlefield. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm assuming it's something you probably would want, with it being you remove it from the battlefield, but I'm not sure. And then Quick Snack. Oh,
it might be terrain.
It could be the terrain.
I might have said blocking terrain, just blasting it out of the way.
That might be what it is.
I might be wrong.
Let's see. Quick Snack is the last one that they have featured here, which is a reaction card. Play this after an enemy fighter adjacent to your leader is taken out of action. So that would inspire the Sabertooth, too. The enemy fighter's wounds characteristic... If the enemy fighter's wound characteristic is 4 or more, heal 2 on your leader. Otherwise, heal one on your leader. So you, like, you literally just, you eat them. That's what you do. You just eat
that's
them.
That's hilarious.
I mean, that's very ogre. Ogres eat any. They literally eat, like, swords. Like, they just eat metal.
Okay, so I've got the next set of cards I want to show off.
All right, yeah, I'll go ahead and let you take over on that one.
They got Famed Hunter. You can reroll one attack dice in this fighter's roll. It's restricted to Hawthorne.
Yep, that's the ogre.
Let's see. Living Avalanche, also resorted to just Hawthorne. Plus one damage to a fighter's range one and range two attack actions. That's not
yeah for
bad.
His crossbow. Yeah, that sounds pretty nice actually. Yeah,
and then Veteran Hunter. Action is dropped to two power cards, and it's restricted to Hawthorne and Noblar.
Oh. I don't know. I feel like. I don't know who that would be better used on. I feel like probably Hawthorne in most cases, because he's, you know, the guy who's going to be your powerhouse.
Yeah, but I would rather you have an action on him to attack instead of draw.
Yeah, true.
If I'm going to waste an action to draw, well, not waste, but if I'm going to draw, I'd rather use it on something that may not make a difference in killing something.
Yeah, true. Let's see. Next would be some objective cards that they decided to feature. The first one we got is Hunter's Feast, which is a surge and dual objective. I'm not familiar with either of those terms, so I'm assuming they're Beast Grave. Score this immediately when your leader's attack action takes an enemy fighter out of action. So it looks like a lot of this is basing on your leader killing things. And your leader made one or more attack actions that took an enemy fighter out of action earlier in this phase. And it's worth two glory points, so that's, I mean, it's better than one, obviously. But, it didn't seem like it would be that difficult to pull off, again, depending on who you're going against. But that seems like a pretty easy grab, I would imagine.
Now, this next one's going to be a little tricky.
I'll go ahead and let you go through that one.
Extra Crunchy. Surge, score this immediately when your warband takes an enemy fighter with three or more upgrades out of action. It's worth two glory. That might be just a little
yeah,
tricky side
having
because...
three upgrades.
Three that, upgrades kind of makes them just a little scary.
Yeah, that makes them your opponent pretty formidable, having three upgrades. Let's see, the last one they have here is Surprising Confidence? Yes.
Yeah.
Which is also a Surge. Which is score this immediately when a friendly Noblar's attack action takes an enemy fighter out of action.
I would hate to draw that first turn.
I mean, I
would laugh
like that's a joke, but I mean, with how the combat in Underworlds works, like
it's quite possible.
I mean, they're not any necessarily worse than most other chaff units in any other warband, so.
Yeah.
That's probably easier, although I think it being worth one glory point is that's perfect.
Yeah.
Let's see, what do we got after that? Looks like we're on to the next warband,
which is Worm Spat.
And I think you are probably a little bit more keen to be excited about this than I am.
You told me I should be curious, and now I'm curious.
Yep, so I'm gonna go ahead and let you start going through that.
Well, they look like Nurgle worshippers to start with.
I mean, yep, they're very Nurgle. Looking at,
just
I mean,
the
opening I knew that picture. Anyway, but I mean,
opening picture is like, oh, that's obviously. That's
so
obviously
I want
Nurgles.
You to take a really good look at the leader, which is obviously the one that's in front. Go ahead and give me your thoughts on what that Eldritch Abomination of Horror is.
Is it a cat been blessed with Papa Nurgle's blessing?
I mean, that's what I'm gonna assume, but.
Might be a dog blessed with Papa Nurgle's blessing.
I think that is a face that only Nurgle could love.
I mean, Nurgle loves all of his children equally.
Well, he loves everything equally, I think, to a certain extent. But, I've got one word that I'll add in before I let you go through the rest of this warband. Gross.
I mean, it's Nurgle.
Exactly.
Okay. So, looks like the Nurgle... Papa Nurgle has finally decided to grace Underworld, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Underworld?
Beastgrave, yeah,
Underworld, Nightfall.
Same stuff.
He's decided to bless them with his presence and show them the true way and enlightenment of a god.
Yep. I believe... Well, I think... Zeench, yes, he has one. I know Korn, well, Korn technically has two.
I mean, it's blood and guts. Korn would be there.
There's Garrix Reavers, and I think it's called, like, Magor's Man Killers, something like that.
So where's Slaanesh?
Slaanesh. I don't know if Slaanesh has one yet. I'm trying to think. Not that I can remember seeing.
Hope for the future.
I mean, right? I want a Slaanesh warband for sure.
Okay, so the fighters. We have... I hate whoever makes these names.
I mean, I think they have a pretty fun job, actually.
Guthcock, the Butcher. Sure? I'm not going to try any harder than that. Big, tough... he's a Putrid Blight King to be...
Yeah, I'm not sure the AOS titles for Nurgle units. I'm not sure what all they're...
He might be a Putrid Blight Queen.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm assuming, but I don't know what that actually means in, like, AOS.
Assuming, like,
I don't know, like, what he was in an AOS Blight Lord? Army. Maybe.
Maybe it might be, like, equivalent to a Blight Lord and...
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't really 40K? Looked into Nurgle all that much in AOS.
So, let's see. He gets hammers.
For attack dice, yeah. Yep. So that's pretty reliable.
Four wounds. That's one shield. Good. His three movement characteristic. His inspired condition is three or more enemy fighters are out of action and or have one or more wound tokens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, that seems pretty fitting.
Damn, that's actually easier than you would think to get there.
Probably, yeah. In most cases, I'd say so,
just
yeah.
Just need to get one wound on three different things and he'll expire. When this fighter is dealt damage by attack action, reduce the damage by one to a minimum of one for each shield rolled in the defense.
Yeah, so it's like disgustingly resilient, but in AOS. I guess in Underworld. So
he can get to that point where you'll eventually kill him, but you've got to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you also have to...
He's got to roll shields.
Who's the god of dice rolls? Hold on. Who's the god of dice rolls in the Warhammer? Well, there's Nuffle, but I think that's just a Blood Bowl thing. I'm going to praise Nuffle either way, because you need to if you want to have good dice rolls. You got to have Nuffle bless your blocking dice.
That explains so many times we've played Blood Bowl, and I hear you saying something to Nuffle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you saying? Oh, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's usually curses, actually. Because Nuffle is not a very forgiving god. Except for you are, Nuffle, so if you're listening, please, please, I need good block dice for my goblin team.
Okay. He gets an extra shield and inspired, and nothing really changes with him.
Yeah, he gets a... I'm looking at the next guy here. The next guy gets some stuff.
Sipsimus Plaguesworn, huh? A gentleman and a scholar.
You know, I'm sure. He gets a lot of stuff when he's inspired. Jeez.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so we're going to start out with the Blighted Spear. It's a range 2. Two hammer attack die. 2 damage.
That's pretty nice.
3 movement. 1 shield. 4 wounds. Same conditions to inspire as...
Go ahead, Butcher. Say his name again.
The Butcher.
Darn. Damn.
Same thing with him whenever he's dealt damage. When he inspires,
he gains a
extra shield and an extra attack.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is like a hit everybody rolling attack.
Spear, which has scything, which I mean taking a spear and rolling it top above your head.
Yeah,
I'm
I think that's a like hit adjacent people, not just one person.
And it's a 3 sword.
That's usually what they are. The ones that can hit multiple people are usually swords.
But his Blighted Spear goes up to 3 damage.
Which is very nice. Especially with two hammers.
That kills most things.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah. Or, you know, puts it very close to death when it's not that.
Then we got... Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Cua Flyblown.
The witch... I'm guessing is what that...
Witch hag? I'm talking about a hag.
Yeah, it's a hag. I'd say that's a hag.
It's a hag.
Also, looks like the same inspired conditions.
Yes, same inspired conditions. She gets a Rotwood Staff, which is a 1 range, 2 damage, 2 hammer die on attack.
That's pretty... They're all hammers, so they would pretty reliably hit things, too.
Dream of Corruption, which is a 3 range, 2 arcane swirl.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be based on the spellcaster's level, yeah. Which is what the dash means. So two, it's two.
And one damage.
Yeah, one damage.
And it has the same damage resistance things the others have.
Movement three, one shield, and four wounds when uninspired.
And then when inspired, she needs an extra hammer to hit.
Which is very good. Damage is the same. On her spell, though, that's where it really kicks off.
It changes to almost like an innate casting situation with the lightning.
Yeah, it changes with the lightning bolts, which I believe are the ones that are two on the die as opposed to one. One,
yeah. So.
And that looks like about all the difference. Yeah, the damage is the same and the attack range is the same. Her defense is the same. Yeah, so that's it.
I'm looking at her and I'm like, she's okay, but I'm looking at her and I'm like, I'm kind of lackluster compared to her companions. Her companions are way scarier.
I don't know. I really like the look of the warband. Because you know me, I like all the factions that are old and covered in gross.
All right. So do you want to take over the first section of cards?
I'll go ahead and I'll let you hop on that.
Okay. So the first section of cards we've got, which look like action cards.
Yeah, they're power cards. Gambits.
Yeah, gambit cards. We have Unnatural Vitality, which is a +1 move to friendly fighters. This effect persists until the end of the round or you play another cycle ploy. Oh, they're cycle cards.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely read the rules more to understand Underworld.
Nefarious Revulsion. Now, this is what an orc said. Morgork said Lord. About it. Oh, Mork, save us. That just ain't right. -1 die to a minimum of 1 from attack actions made by enemy fighters adjacent to one or more friendly fighters. This effect persists until you play to the end of round or another cycle.
So that can stack with the their innate wound canceling, can it?
Yes.
That's seems like a pretty good card.
Yeah, you could eventually probably get to the point where they're not taking damage.
For protection, yeah.
And then you get the burgeoning. Damn. Oh, okay. Heal 1, the first friendly fighter that moves. Placed, pushed, or driven back into a lethal hex. This fighter is not dealt damage from the lethal hex. This effect persists until friendly fighter is healed in this way, or you play another ploy cycle.
Huh.
Or cycle ploy, my bad.
I don't know if I would use that one as much, but I also don't really know how to play in general.
Yeah.
So I don't know how good that could actually be. Looks like next we have the upgrade cards, the top upgrade cards at any rate, that GW is featured. And the first one here is Unstoppable Tread, which is a reaction card. After this fighter's activation, push this fighter 1 hex. That is very spicy. I like that move a lot.
That's spicy.
The pushing and stuff, because that's why I like the Nighthawk, is because you can just move. They just move. The next one we got here is Living Plague, which is also a reaction card. There's a lot of reaction cards for these new warbands.
I've noticed that.
After an enemy fighter's successful range 1 attack action that targets this fighter, roll 1 defense dice. On a roll of shield or crit, that enemy fighter is dealt 1 damage.
Damn.
I like that.
That's spicy.
Yeah, I'm liking these cards so far, these upgrade cards. Last one we got here is Wretchling. Oh, that's what that thing
it's
is.
It's a Wretchling!
Oh, Lord.
It's a Gretchen that's been blessed by Papa Nurgle.
I'm sure, whatever, that's fine. Let's see, each time this, and it's restricted to the hag, witch lady. Each time this fighter attempts to cast a spell, after the casting roll, you can change one of the symbols rolled to the lightning bolts, when I learn what that's called. In addition, this fighter cannot be dealt damage by backlash.
What's backlash?
I'm not sure. It's probably we're gonna have to get Beastgrave starter or look on eBay for the book, I think, is what's gonna have to happen. But I'm liking Underworlds, I guess, because I think I'll talk about that later. We'll talk about these objective cards.
Okay.
If you want to go ahead, I'll let you do the first one, and I'll do the next one.
We got
Sacred.
Sacred. I've slept today, gentlemen and ladies. Score this at the end phase if your warband holds 3 or more objectives, and it's worth 3 glory.
Yeah, I mean, with them only having 3 in the warband, that's going to be a very, I feel like, situation. Well, obviously, it's situational. You have to hold 3 objectives, but also...
I don't know how you're going to hold more than three.
Like, I feel like as soon as... If I was playing against this Worm Spat warband, I feel like as soon as 2 of them hopped on an objective, I know that they have that card. Because, I mean, why else? Unless it's, you know, just the generic hold objective 5 or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like if you're committing 2 of your 3 fighters to holding objectives, you've probably got that card and maybe also hold those 2 objectives.
Yeah. You may just be able to get ready to score.
But it is worth 3 glory, so that is an enticing trade-off for that.
Yeah.
And with how defensible these guys are, you don't really need the assist. I mean, it's nice to have when you have it, but they've got enough defense on them. I think it's just you kind of plant them down and then watch people bounce off of them.
Yeah, especially if that card that reduces to a minimum of 1.
Right.
Roll a shield, reduce that damage to 0.
I think we need to both, whenever we get Beastgrave, the next thing we need to get are these 2 warbands, because I'm interested in playing both of them.
Yeah, I'd like to see how they go.
Let's see, the next one we have is Chosen Warriors, which is a dual objective card. Score this in the end phase. In an end phase, there are more than 1 surviving friendly fighter. And then I'm not sure what the rest of that is cut off, if you can read that.
Yeah, I love how they cut that off.
Yeah.
If there are more than 1... Score this if they're in phase. There are more than... I think if there are more than 1 surviving fighting fighter, you get...
Okay. And then,
I don't know that one, actually. That's kind of, okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to look into that one more.
And then Cycle of Decay.
Yep, which is worth 1 glory.
Score this in the end phase if you played 2 or more cycle ploys in the preceding action phase.
Yep, so those top cards that we read earlier. That's not.
Yeah, those. That's not... That's a.
That seems like a pretty easy 1 glory.
Which, from the looks of it, those cycle ploys are runes they draw on the ground to pop a Nurgle.
Oh. That's, disturbing.
I mean, chaos.
I mean, true. To tie out or off to end to stop talking about Warhammer Underworlds, the last thing I wanted to bring up is they are actually having a Warhammer Worlds online, which is, you know, playing the game, but it's, you know, like on your computer.
Sweet.
Yeah, which I think, you know, it's like the Magic the Gathering games. I believe we both had it before, like on our phones.
Maybe.
Where it's just Magic the Gathering, but on your phone. I think I would look into it after it, if it releases, like, fully. I don't think I'll jump on the early access. I don't know enough about the game to get in there and start building decks and stuff like that. But I don't know. If it fully releases, I think I'll definitely jump on.
Yeah,
the online.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a little bit easier than it'll be easier to learn.
Yeah. All right, so I feel like a new thing that we could maybe start adding to each episode, because at least I'm getting more into it, is the Black Library, the books for the Warhammer universe as a whole.
Okay.
I've definitely started reading them more, and I know you really want to start, because, I mean, you know, you're the lore guy.
I need to get into reading them.
Yeah.
I want to.
I prefer
physical copies.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see here.
I can read it, just I prefer physical.
So I figured one thing we could do is talk about the coming soon.
Okay.
Which I do have the link, because I've started adding the links into our notes. So that way we're not just sitting there looking it up. And I imagine these are the coming soon. Yes. I think they're all the physical, because I know some of these I can buy on my phone. So first up here, we've got the new, or coming soon for Age of Sigmar releases. Beastgrave, which I thought about buying on Kindle Books, because I'm liking Underworlds so far. Yeah. Let's see. In the Untamed Wilds of...
Gur?
Gur. Yeah, that sounds right. Darkness is rising. Rival warbands battle over the dread beast grave. Will Beast Lord Groth prevail, or can
Branch Wraith?
Branch Wraith Kira and her dryads stop their foul plan? Looks like it's pre-order the 28th of March, 2020. But I know I can buy the ebook now, and I'm thinking about it. I think it's $17. That's what a lot of the new books are going for. And I think I might pick it up.
Then we got Ghoul Slayer.
Yeah, which is a, I
by
believe...
Darius Hinks.
It's the Gunderson dwarf guy. The model that...
Yeah, Gotrek Gunderson.
Yeah, he's standing...
Last survivor of the world that was, seeks the undying king himself amidst the bleak underworlds of Shaish. Surrounded by the ghosts of the past, can Gotrek achieve his goal or his soul be forfeited?
Ooh, I didn't actually see... well, I guess to continue talking about Ghoul Slayer, yeah. I've seen his model before, and I think you would like it. He's a dwarf, but his base that he's on is like a whole lot of wood panels, but if you start looking in between the wood panels, he's standing on like a bunch of Skaven that he's just beat up.
Yes.
The next one, oh, I didn't see this beforehand. I'm now immediately excited for it, and I might buy it as soon as we're done recording. Lady of Sorrows. It is a story about Lady Oleander, who is the new, like, not leader of the Night Haunt, but leader of the Night Haunt, specifically. Yeah. Let's see. In Shaish, Twin towns face horror. The spectral hordes of Lady Oleander will soon rise and devour their souls. One hero must stand up against them. But can he face the Lady of Sorrows? Yeah, I'm gonna look into that when we're done recording, because I like me some Night Haunt, even if it's fighting the Night Haunt.
Then we're going on to the last book.
For Age of Sigmar.
Last book at Age of Sigmar is coming soon.
Did I say the pre-order for Lady of Sorrows? It is the 25th of April, 2020.
The Dominion of Bones by David Annadale. With her kingdom surrounded by enemies on all sides, the Blood Queen Nefereta must call upon all her cunning and guile if she is to maintain her rulership. Fortunately, these qualities are not in short supply.
I feel like I've heard Nefereta before. I feel like I don't...
I've heard it, though.
I've definitely seen stuff involving her, me looking into my Grand Allegiance of Death for Night Haunt and stuff.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you right now, right off the top of my head. I think she's one of the... Mortarks, the like lead guys for Nagash, the god of death. I think that's where I think I've heard it from.
It's pre-order will be 25th of April,
yep,
2020.
Same as the Lady of Sorrows. Now we move on to something we're a little more familiar with, which is Warhammer 40,000. And this first book here is a release for Tau, which is called Farsight or Empire of Lies, I guess specifically. With I'm assuming Farsight is, I guess, the series.
No, it'd be part of the... It might be the series.
Which is the Tau Empire has long been plagued by brutal orcs, and Commander Farsight will see them destroyed. As his obsessive war against the Greenskins escalates, other forces are at work, driving Farsight to an encounter that will change the view of the universe, the Tau Empire, and himself. I am liking Commander Farsight. The more I keep reading about him, because he's kind of like the Tau that were like, or that was like, yeah, you Ethereals are cool, but like,
bye.
A little too cool. Like, son ain't right. And he's like, all right, peace. And then he left. And he kind of made his, you know, kind of like the fuck your factions faction.
Oh, okay.
For like video games.
Okay.
That's what he did. He made his own Tau sect, or whatever they call themselves.
Alright.
The next one, I'll let you go ahead.
Rites of Passage by Mike Brooks. The death of Lord Asriel, head of the Navigator House Brobantus,
yep,
draws his widow into a dark world of ritual killing, cult murders, while larger plans are at work and entire worlds are threatened. Pre-order 7th of March, 2020.
And Farsight, because I know I didn't read it, is February 8th, 2020. Okay, so that's...
about a month apart.
Yeah, well, that's in 3 days. That's February 8th is in 3 days.
Nice.
Ooh, the month's really catching up with me. One after that is... Ooh, it's with the Belisarius Call, the Admech guy that you know, made the Space Marines everyone hates. You know, he created the Primaris Marines. Uin's from Guy Haley, too. He's the same one who did the Plague Wars, the Dark Imperium.
Okay.
He wrote all those. So
it might be actually
good. I like Dark Imperium so far. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I think a lot of people also just don't like... I'm not going to talk about it anymore. A lot of people don't like Primaris.
A lot of people don't like Reboot Gilliman.
Yeah,
that's what it is. A lot of people don't like Ultramarines.
Let's see here. In the wake of the Great Rift, Belisarius Call turns his attention to the abandoned world of Sotha, once home to the size of the Emperor. It also hides a long-buried secret and an ancient evil. The pre-order is March 7th of 2020. Yeah, after getting the Plague Wars and stuff, I might, and also the other Belisarius Call book, I think I might look into this one, because I liked Dark Imperium so far. I'm about halfway through it.
You know he's going to face Tyranids on that world, because Tyranids scrubbed that world clean. So he'll probably face Tyranids on that world.
I was going to say that, or like probably some Necrons, some other shenanigans. Yeah. Oh, here you go. So guard book.
Yep. The Last Chancers, Armageddon Saint. When Lieutenant Cage of the 13th Penal Legion seemingly returns to life, he becomes a symbol for the Emperor's servants. But his old commander, Colonel Schaefer, has plans for Cage. Pre-order 7th of March.
Yep, 2020. Yeah, the Penal Legion, 13th Penal Legion. Is that the Last Chancers?
That might be. Yeah, it's Last Chancers, I'm assuming, because it's
titled Last Chancers. Oh, well, yeah, there we go. Last Chancers, yeah. I just wasn't even looking at it.
You know their job. Those poor bastards. Because, you know, they're a Penal Legion. They don't get properly equipped.
I thought, like, Penal Legions got, like, mass killed after they were used.
No. Why? Why would mass kill them?
Because they're, you know, just whatever. They're criminals.
Yeah, that's why you, like, oh, look, there's a horde of Tyranids. We need time to throw a Penal Legion at them.
Okay, so in essence, mass kill them.
Yeah. Don't waste your bullets to do it.
Looks like the next book we've got is, it appears to be part of a series, but it's the Space Marine Legion people hate almost as much as Ultramarines.
I don't know why people hate Space Wolves. I like
Because they're furries. It's because they're furries.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, Ultramarines are really lucky. Well, I can't help that people like them, man. But no, that's why people don't like Space Wolves, is because, you know, all of their stuff is wolf this. You've got the High Wolf Lord on Thunder Wolf with Wolf Calvary.
By that same standpoint, everyone should hate the Blood Angels because they're vampires.
Well, yeah, a lot of people hate the Blood Angels because a lot of their stuff is blood this, blood that, and blood this thing. Sanguinary Guard, their Primarch named Sanguinius. Yeah.
We could be at this all night.
We could. But to continue on with the book.
Every faction.
Space Wolves. It seems to be a continuation of some kind of... it says Saga of the Space Wolves, so actually it might be a collection of books. Let me read here.
It's thick enough.
Many are the sagas of the Space Wolves, told around the fires of the Fang during the long winter. Collected here are a host of such heroic tales, detailing the exploits of the greatest heroes of the Sons of Rust. I mean, I don't know. I like the idea.
That seems like a bunch of short stories.
I like the idea of Space Wolves. It's just a faction. I don't know if I would, like, play. But I do like, even with all their wolf this, wolf that, whatever. I mean, they're just cool dudes. They seem pretty cool. You know, they just get drunk and hit things hard. That's literally what I am about.
There are so many pre-order books.
Oh. Let's see here. So what we could do then in that case is if you want to just skip through if there are any that catch your eye specifically.
I'd say we finish 40K and then we pick up the rest of these next
episode. Yeah, Horus Heresy and stuff is not something I'm necessarily so into. So next one I'll let you go is Warriors and Warlords.
So yeah, Warriors and Warlords by various authors.
Yeah, so it's probably another collection.
Yeah. Many are the noble warriors of the 41st millennium. Many more still are the vile warlords, demonic, alien, and treacherous, who stand against them. In this action-packed anthology, you will find tales of battle to defend the Imperium and to destroy it.
Yeah, so it's
April 18th and March 21st for Space Wolves.
Yeah, I'm interested in both of those, actually. I'm sure, I don't know if they're already out on ebooks. I might look later, too. Especially the Space Wolves. I think I'll look into that. So next here, we've got the Horizon Wars. Is that different than the Horus Heresy?
I think it's whenever they cloned Horus.
But so you're the lore guy.
I want to say it's probably whenever they cloned Horus.
Oh, yeah, what's his name? Fabius Bile.
Yeah, they cloned Horus. I want to say that's whenever they cloned Horus and a small war broke out because of that bullshit.
Let's see, Inquisitor Covenant stands against the plans of the sinister Triumvirate, but he does not stand alone. In this anthology, another anthology, are tales of allies, rogue agents, psychers, and killers who aid him in his battle against the darkness. Pre-order is the 18th of April, 2020. I don't know if I'm so into that one. You're more of the Inquisition.
I'd have to read other Inquisition books to kind of get an idea what's about to happen.
See, if that one book that we read, or that we talked about, was that episode 2? The Inquisition, something on Redemption?
Oh, yeah. That may be a continuation.
You might see, if it's on, now that you're going to start looking into the books, you might see if you can get a hold of it.
Here's Fabius Biles, Man Flayer.
Yeah, there we go. My boy.
As his Homo Novus project comes to fruition, Fabius Bile faces a new threat, the dreaded homunculi of the 13 Scars. Can he marshal his forces to protect his creations, or are the new men doomed to death? I don't know what that is. April 25th.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think I've heard of the 13 Scars. Because I looked into the Emperor's Children and stuff a little bit, because I was wanting to play them for a while, but I don't...
I'm sure it's demons.
I don't remember seeing that. Let's see. Next one we got here is Augur of Despair, which is from Chris Dowes. It is a pair of explorers discover a dangerous and invaluable artifact, sorry, deep in the Blackstone Fortress. Can they get it safely through the mad tech priests, their commissars, and the horrors of the fortress? Pre-order is May 2nd of 2020. Yeah, it looks like these next ones are, well, maybe...
One of them's various authors in the anthology, Bolts of Obsidian.
Which is also Blackstone Fortress from the looks of it.
Yeah. Yeah, Blackstone Fortress series of rich and relics and secrets. Okay.
Many are the adventurers brave and mad enough to enter the Blackstone Fortresses in search of riches, relics, and secrets. Rattlings, robots, and rogue traders. And more would-be heroes besides. All pursue their own agendas in this collection of action-packed short stories. So, yeah, another anthology.
Then Mark of Faith by Rachel...
Harrison,
okay. In the wake of the War of Ophiria VII, Battle Sister and Evangelion, Evangelion of the Order of the Martyred Lady, embarks on a crusade into the darkness that lies beyond the Great Rift, seeking vengeance and revelation. But surviving the journey will only be the first and most simple test of her faith.
Pre-order is May 16th, 2020. I might look into that one, too. I'm getting more into Sisters.
Yeah, I'm intrigued, actually. That one...
Well, I'm thinking I'm almost to running to start buying enough to run in more than just Kill Team and stuff like that.
Go buy it. You know you want to.
Well, it's based on some books I've read, and I think that's where we're going to end this segment of coming soon for Black Library, because
there's still like another 40 books.
Well, yeah, but a lot of it is like Horus Heresy is the next bit, and then some other just...
Horus Heresy only has like 5 books.
Yeah, but these next ones are just kind of GW themed, which is not so much what we're into as of yet, at any rate. I've been reading Cult of the Spiral Dawn, which is a Gene Stealer cult book. I mean, I gotta start with my boys. And from that, I think I've gotten a Sisters of Battle army, like, idea. A Gene Stealer cult idea. And also a Guard Regiment idea. So my 40k is covered for a while.
Yeah.
I'll also have to do some more research to see, you know, if they actually exist in the lore outside of the book, which I think is actually a common thing. There's a lot of, especially the short stories, they're just kind of not anywhere else. They are contained in that, and that is it.
Well, then.
All right, well, we are now over an hour. Woo! first time.
Room and yep. Rumor engine.
Yep, let's go ahead and close this out, starting with the rumor engine. For February 4th, 2020, I looked at this a little earlier. I mean, I'm going to guess that's a hammer. It's very hammer-esque.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's an Imperium.
It looks...
Or not Imperium, but like...
Yeah, the...
You know what
yeah,
I mean.
Whatever the Free Cities of Sigmar.
Sigmar, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's got kind of a... It looks a little too ornate with a lot of the, like, fixtures and stuff. I don't want to say it's for High Elves, because yeah. They just got stuff, but... Also, it kind of looks vaguely high, but I mean, I don't think I'd see them using hammers, and it could
Stormcast, maybe?
Yeah, but does that really look like, I mean, pick up one of those Stormcasts behind you. Does that really look like a Stormcast weapon?
Well, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say that it's High Elves, but I'm gonna, that's where I'm placing my bet.
I'm gonna say, it's gonna have to do something with the Cities of Sigmar.
Alright, so I guess if we...
Side of Maine.
You know, keep an eye out and
now, what
see
should
if
be,
we spot
what
it.
Should be Slaanesh?
You know, or anything else. Beastman. Alright, so with some closing thoughts, you got anything kind of in closing talking about this episode?
Thanks for listening. Thanks to all you that are liking and listening.
And thanks for some of the people who have liked our Facebook page, too.
Yep.
That's very awesome. I know I said I'd promise to try to keep our social media really active, but I mean, we just kind of haven't had a whole lot going on over here.
Yeah,
at least
it's been quiet. It's
been hobby related anyway.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot going on. One thing I do want to do is shout out Ben of the Bonehead podcast. Woo. Messed up your name. That's really bad for a plug thanking the man, 'cause he's a very cool, awesome, very cool dude. Very awesome man guy. he sent me some stuff, some podcast merch of his for the Bonehead podcast.
Sweet!
I got some, like, little tokens and stuff I can use. And some dice, too, for their gaming club over there in Southampton? I'm sorry if I got that wrong. I think it's in Southampton.
Nice!
And I wanted to thank him for that, as well as he does a lot of stuff in the background helping me, like, running this podcast and stuff. Or helping us, I guess I should say. And, yeah, I just wanted to give you a thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
You know, hopefully you are listening and you're not lying to me. Please don't be lying to me, because I really want you to listen to our podcast. But also, anyone who's listening to this who, for some reason, doesn't know the Bonehead podcast, if you like Blood Bowl, think you might like Blood Bowl, or hated Blood Bowl, you should listen to the Bonehead podcast, because if you like Blood Bowl, you'll like the podcast. If you think you like Blood Bowl, they'll make you like Blood Bowl. And if you don't like Blood Bowl, they'll make you want to jump back in and look into it more. So that's enough for that kind of thank you plug kind of deal.
Kind of reading over your shoulder here, seeing your notes of...
Oh, yeah.
You are a heretic in the 10th degree, and you should be burned with heresy.
So I figured to actually close out this episode with me reading Cult of the Spiral Dawn.
This guy wants to make...
No, hold on. Let me explain it before you just jump on this heresy train.
No, it's heresy. It's heresy.
What it is there's a passage in Cult of the Spiral Dawn that talks about the patriarch for the cult on that planet getting inside, not really inside the mind of a Sister of Battle, but it describes it as giving whispers to affirm or deny doubts that they have. So the patriarch is affecting the sister psychically. So I wanted to bring up the thought of, what are your opinions on Gene Stealer Cult, Sisters of Battle?
Okay. First of all, Gene Stealer cults are heretical Xenos that must be purged in Holy Prometheus.
That must be the bipolar side of you that's the Imperial Guard Commissar.
Yes, it is.
Because the other half of you is a Tyranid.
And the Tyranid is looking at him and going, ooh, marshmallows.
Yep. But I was just reading it, and I thought I'd tack it on there at the end, because I think it's a pretty interesting
prospect. That's going to do is get a chapter of a Sisters of Battle wiped out.
I mean, and also an excuse to put Sisters of Battle in my cult of... My Gene Stealer cult idea.
You will.
I mean, I probably will.
You have all your Gene Stealers deep strike. Just have Sisters of Battle, and all of a sudden there's Gene Stealers.
I made a kill team of Sisters of Battle, and all I need is one battle box of Sisters, like the Sweet. Tactical Marine. Sweet. And it's literally the whole box. I fit all of them in there.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm thinking I might, if we go to a hobby store in the near future, I think I might pick up a box. I don't want to paint them yet, though, because I'm not sure, again, with the faction I want to do. I want to make sure they don't have a color scheme before I start painting them.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, I think that closes out episode 3. It's the longest one yet, but we're on that trend of getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
We'll probably try and keep it more to around an hour, I would say.
Half hour, 45 minutes, hour, somewhere in there.
But it's pretty much as long as we have stuff to talk about in the Warhammer community. And
yeah, there was a lot, and there's still a lot.
And that doesn't stop. There's always a lot to talk about when it comes to Warhammer.
There always is.
Well, I have been Jared.
This has been Dalton.
And thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of the Theory Hammer podcast. We will catch you around.
See ya.